holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Be Holy.
All right, I want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. Listen, I have something for you. This is from the 40 plus church songs.
Come on, everybody, let's talk about it. Up from the grave.
From the grave, Jesus rose with a mighty triumph for his love. Jesus rose up
from
the dark cells.
And what does he do?
And he lives forever.
Yes, sir.
With the same
glory. All right, let me sing about it.
Jesus,
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 Jesus, happy. Heaven ain't gonna win this chair.
Oh yes, oh yes, that was Jesus Rose, and I want to say happy resurrection to everybody. Happy resurrection to everybody. That was Jesus Rose from the project entitled 40 Plus Church Songs. Go to your Google search engine and type in 40 Plus Church Songs, and every last one of those songs from that project will come up. And you can listen to it all day on YouTube, Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, iTunes, whatever streaming network you use, you can pick it up there. Teach it to your choirs. Teach it to your praise team. Teach it to your song leaders. Those songs will do something to your service, if not your home. I know they will. All right. Again, I want to say happy Resurrection Sunday to everybody. We needed a Savior. We needed a Savior more than we needed a job. We needed a Savior more than we needed our sickness removed. We needed a Savior to remove this sin. We got baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins because he rose. And so because he rose, we're thankful to God that we even have the chance to be in God's kingdom. Now, we've been talking about the kingdom of God and receiving the Holy Ghost because it would make no sense whatsoever to celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and not receive the Holy Ghost. That was the entire point of going to the cross, because man could not have God in him unless his sins were forgiven. His sins had to be forgiven and removed. So even though we celebrate Jesus dying on the cross and rising again, after that, it's on us. Now it's time for us to be baptized to wash away our sins. We have to wash them away. Some people say, oh, you don't need water. You don't need this. You don't need that. All you need is to. That's not what he said. He told us to repent and be baptized. That's what he told us to do. And if we're going to obey him, it's best we do that. He told us to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. So if. Now, mind you, he told us this after he rose from the dead. He told us to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And he said that after he rose from the dead. Do you understand that? This is the day of Pentecost where the Holy Ghost was given, where the church was born. The church was born and received the Holy Ghost. And he said for us to repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. And this was after he rose from the dead, died, rose from the dead. So even after we celebrate that he rose from the dead, he died for our sins, took away our sins and all that, we still have something to do as believers. Now, listen, I know that, you know, some people who are listening, you know, they've always heard debates whether you should be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ versus in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But trust me, that's the same baptism. That's not a different baptism. That's not a different baptism. The name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus says, be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And then the Holy Ghost in Acts chapter 2 says, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. So Jesus is not going to say something different in one verse than he said in another. The name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is Jesus Christ. So when you're baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that verse is not giving you the name. Acts 2:30, that gives you the name to be used and to be called. And somebody will say, well, you don't have to say a name. You don't have to say this. Paul, the apostle, when he got saved, who was that asked him? They said, what are you waiting on? Go be baptized calling on the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is Jesus Christ. And everybody knows that. So if you're going to be like them, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. If you're going to be like Jesus, do what he says. And so don't celebrate the cross if you're not going to follow through on your end. We have work to do. We always have work to do when it comes to God. He's always going to tell us something we're not doing. He's always going to show us something that we need to improve on. It's not about a denomination. It's not about what I believe versus what you believe. No, it's all about us doing what God has said, because the ultimate goal is to receive the Holy Ghost. That is the point. That is the point. Those who received the Holy Ghost in Acts chapter 2 were baptized already. So if you are, if you said you received the Holy Ghost, then go be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And if you haven't been, go do that. There's nothing to argue about that. There's nothing to argue. It's just a fact. That's what we have to do, because we want all that the Holy Ghost has to give us. We have to be led by the Holy Ghost. And if we're led by the Holy Ghost, we're going to do everything the Holy Ghost says to us to do. You know, that's what the Bible actually is. It's like the Holy Ghost spoke and somebody wrote it down. That's the Bible, the writing down part. But it was spoken. And because it was spoken, we have to do it. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So we got to live by every single word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Every single word. And that's how we follow the Spirit. The Holy Ghost will reveal to us what we're supposed to do and what we're supposed to know. The seminary will never replace the Holy Ghost. The seminary will never teach you what you're supposed to know. I mean, I'm sure that there are a lot of seminary teachers who are out there who do well and mean well and are saved, but the seminary will not replace the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the ultimate goal for every single believer. The ultimate goal. And it would be great for this Resurrection Sunday today for somebody to receive the Holy Ghost. For somebody to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, happy Resurrection Sunday, and you guys be careful out there.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be holy.